if I'm an investigative reporter and I'm as one corner of this, I'm trying to figure out what parts of the mental health safety net might have, what elements of a mental health safety net might have done a better job of catching someone like Adam Lanza, regardless of this case. Where should we be looking as journalists?
Well, if you look at the bills that are going before the state currently, none of them, if they become statutes, would have captured or will capture someone like Adam Lanza. There's a lot of focus on committed outpatient treatment, but one needs to have committed some sort of act of violence like Kendra's Law here in New York. And Adam Lanza was not violent prior to his act. And I'm not clear, at least nobody's reported this in the press, that he ever even expressed a violent thought. And do you know how many kids are preoccupied with violent video games or military wars or mass killings? I'm just not clear in my mind that there is an easy solution from a mental health perspective. I think the safest solution, obviously, is to keep guns away from people who are prone towards those types of things. But that gets back to gun legislation.
Are there nonetheless some places in the mental health system that reporters should be looking and asking questions about?
Well, there are a lot of problems with the mental health system, not just locally, but statewide as well as nationally. It's a very challenging thing because there are limited dollars to go around, and we all know that our healthcare system is broken. So states and the nation have to prioritize where they're going to put their dollars.